Wednesday, July 16th. Since we'd had a full morning of meetings on Monday, Trevor took us to Queasy Cheesy for lunch. But my friends and I were still traumatized by all the drama with Victoria and barely ate a bite. OMG, my stomach was so upset. I felt like I might throw up at any minute. Although, to be honest, every time I eat the food at Queasy Cheesy, my stomach gets so upset. I feel like I might throw up at any minute. Our first meeting of the afternoon was with our stylist. This person would be responsible for our hair, clothing, and makeup while we were on stage. Girls, we're very lucky to be working with this world-famous stylist and fashion designer, Trevor smiled. Not only is he a trendsetter, but he's also one of the nicest and funniest people I know. You've probably seen him on television. I'm very thrilled to introduce our Bad Boys tour stylist, Mr. Blaine Blackwell. OMG! It was the Blaine Blackwell! We were so excited to see him again. Chloe, Zoe, and I absolutely love this guy, and we're super fans. He is famous for his popular television show, Ugly Dress Intervention, and his new spin-off show, Ugly Feet Intervention, The Pedicure Police. We first met Blaine last March at a Bad Boys concert. It all started when we somehow lost the backstage passes Trevor had given us. So Chloe, Zoe, and I ended up sneaking backstage. That's where we ran into Blaine, who was there to style the opening act, the Dance Divas. But for some strange reason, he thought we were the Dance Divas. How crazy is that? Well, okay. I'll admit we might have actually told him we were the Dance Divas, but still. Chloe, Zoe, and I got a complete makeover, and it was amazing. I'm very happy to meet you, Violet, Blaine said. You have such beautiful, dramatic eyes. And Nikki, Chloe, and Zoe, it's wonderful to see you again, he smiled. I'm really looking forward to working with all of you on this Bad Boys tour. OMG, we're dying to work with you too, my BFFs and I squealed. Well, I can see why, Blaine muttered as he took a closer look at our faces. Just look at those brows. It looks like two chubby, extra fuzzy caterpillars crawled onto your foreheads and died. Yes, it was true. Our eyebrows were probably a bit bushy and needed a good plucking. And those unruly split ends. Girls, have you no shame? Blaine ranted. I could dump your heads in a soapy mop bucket and scrub my bathroom floor with that hair. Our hair has been a bit frizzy and harder to manage due to the summer heat and humidity. And your clothing choices are hideous, Blaine shuddered. Where did you find those ghastly outfits? In a dumpster behind a condemned secondhand clothing store? Ouch! His comments about our super cute outfits were savage. We just stared at that guy, totally speechless. OMG, it was such an honor to get totally ripped apart by the world-renowned fashion designer and stylist, Blaine Blackwell. He made us feel like disgusting, fashion-challenged zoo animals, and we were loving it. Okay, Violet gets a pass since she's new to this process, but the three of you have been found guilty of numerous unspeakable crimes against fashion, Blaine exclaimed. I promise to give each of you my very best makeover. But just remember, girls, I'm a stylist, not a magician. Next, Blaine showed us some sketches of the fashions he designed for us to wear on stage. Then he evaluated our skin types and special ordered each of us an expensive cosmetic case of custom makeup colors, including lip gloss. We had such a blast with Blaine that we were a little sad when our session with him was over. Finally, Trevor met with all our parents. He talked about really boring stuff and answered a lot of even more boring questions from parents. Then everyone went into a fancy conference room with a huge table and signed a ton of paperwork. On the way home, my parents admitted that they were a little nervous about me going on tour. But I wasn't worried at all. The Bad Boys is an internationally famous band, and the security for the tour and concerts is exceptional. Although my friends and I won't need security, our chaperone, Victoria Steele, is meaner and scarier than a junkyard dog. The Bad Boys plan a surprise birthday party for you. Your birthday only comes once a year, so it's the perfect excuse to invite 20 of your closest friends over and play super exciting games like Spin the Bottle, Would You Rather, Truth or Dare, and Never Have I Ever. The only problem is that you've never thrown a big bash before, and you're totally clueless about party themes. That's where the Bad Boys come in. Now you can have a fun and awesome celebration without all the stress. Take this quiz to discover which Bad Boys band member is the perfect guy to throw your ultimate surprise birthday party, and find out which exciting theme he's chosen especially for you. Thanks to your special Bad Boy, friends will still be raving about your birthday party at your high school graduation. Number 1. My fave type of music is A. Pop, B. Hip-hop, C. R&B, D. K-pop/J-pop. Number 2. My fave shoes to wear are A. Sneakers, B. Platforms, C. Sandals, D. Flip-flops. Number 3. My fave type of pizza is A. Meat Monster, B. Loaded with Everything, C. Cheese, D. Hawaiian. Number 4. My fave phone filter for posting fun pics is A. Animal ears and glasses, B. Crown of flowers, C. Hard eyes, D. Face swap. Number 5. My fave fun pool float is A. Dolphin, B. Shark, C. Flamingo, D. Unicorn. Number 6. My fave way to chillax is A. Read a good book, B. Binge watch my fave show, C. Soak in the tub with a bath bomb, D. Hang out with friends. Number 7. My fave Sunday topping is A. Hot fudge, B. Whipped cream, C. Sprinkles, D. Gummy bears. Number 8. My fave snack is A. Cookies, B. Nachos, C. Popcorn, D. Candy. If you picked mostly A's, surprise! Bad Boy Joshua has planned a movie night party just for you on your birthday. You are smart, loyal, and supportive, and your friends totally adore you. You enjoy hanging out with them too, whether you're watching a hilarious comedy, an exciting adventure, or a spine-tingling thriller. Your movie night birthday party will be nonstop fun and giggles. After your scavenger hunt, you and your friends can kick back, chillax, and gossip with the Bad Boys as you enjoy your favorite movies. Be sure to pop enough popcorn for everyone. If you picked mostly B's, surprise! Bad boy Victor has planned a costume party just for you on your birthday. You're known for being creative, trendy, and independent. So a costume party will channel your bold fashion sense. Whether it's zombies, pop stars, or superheroes, the stage is set for everyone to have a total blast. Generate excitement as you play Truth or Dare and give out a prize for the most original costume, even though you totally deserve to win it. The bad boys and all your friends will give you a standing ovation for your fabulous costume party. If you picked mostly C's, surprise! Bad boy Nicholas has planned a pizza party just for you on your birthday. Your friends love you because you are generous, warm, and friendly. And you feed them pizza. The bad boys and all your friends will have a blast at your pizza birthday party. Using fresh ingredients, everyone will have a chance to make their own hot and cheesy pizzas, all while listening to your favorite tunes and playing Spin the Bottle. You can even have a taste test competition to determine who made the yummiest pizza, even though Nick will slay with his family's secret recipe. Then everyone gets to eat a chewy, gooey slice, or five, making it your best birthday ever. If you picked mostly D's, surprise! Bad boy Aiden has planned a pool party just for you on your birthday. Everyone loves hanging out with you because you're outgoing, fun, and have a good sense of humor. It's no wonder your pool party will be a huge splash. Whether you're swimming, munching on yummy grilled burgers, playing Would You Rather, or just floating around soaking up the sunshine, you'll have the happiest birthday ever. The bad boys and all your friends will always remember your awesome party. Don't forget the floaties!